So last year, I got to have the privilege of presenting at System Center Universe. It's one of my favorite conferences. I love the audience. I love the topic. In fact, there's not much I don't love about coming and speaking here. I go through my reviews at the end, all the evaluations, and on two separate evaluations last year, someone said, you should do more technical. And so I said, okay. I thought I had done pretty well technically, but I said, how technical can we go? And Alec King is as technical as I know. Cameron introduced him. Alec probably knows as much about management packs as any other person on the planet. He's built the Veeam management pack, and you'll see some of it today. I'm going to rely on him for 450-level content.
No pressure. I'm not feeling any pressure at all.
No pressure. Now, before you think, I don't know if that's going to work out or not today, I will tell you just a short story. So I got here this morning. We have a little Veeam booth out in the hall out there, and there's a little 22-inch monitor, and there is Alec in front of it, and there is code on the screen. And there's the MP on the screen, and I said, please tell me you're not coding at this conference. And he said, oh, yeah. I said, you can't get away from it, can you? And he said, no.
I can't stop myself.
Yeah, it just happens. There are some neat things going around the world of MP, and one of the big ones is something that we should talk about right away. Alec?
Yes, thank you, Chris. And yeah, that was quite a big introduction. And product management, actually, that role differs in different companies. It's a technical role at Veeam, so I did write the first version of the management pack. Now I just get to boss around the team who actually does the coding. But it's a technical role, and so if I don't know the answer to the question, I'm going to say the question was wrong. But first I want to talk about an alliance venture that we're launching here at SCU, which we've called MPX. What could you think of it? MP Extended, MP Extensions, MP Experts, Comtrade, NICE, and Veeam are joining together. And Comtrade have a booth, so do we, and Christian from NICE is here also. And what we're doing is talking about how you can monitor that whole enterprise stack, from the user to the metal, all the way to, like Comtrade do Citrix management, NICE do a whole bunch of stuff, Oracle and Domino, and Lotus Notes MPs. And Veeam, of course, does the hypervisor layer. And we want to talk about that better together story, the interoperability, the extensibility of SCOM, and how we can work together to let customers see everything. That whole top-to-bottom picture is really important. We're going to talk about that today. And it's why people buy System Centered, right? It's why you have that framework to see everything in one place, the nirvana of monitoring, the single pane of glass. We all try to get there in our various companies. It's not easy. But I think it's important for us as vendors to join together and give customers one place to come to get that whole top-to-bottom story. So they don't have to go to different like point vendors to realize the complete solution. And there's that enterprise stack that you have right there. And there's so many different layers in your modern enterprise, all interacting, all sharing resources, and all contributing to the final, you know, end user experience, which is what causes help desk calls. And so this MPX Alliance is somewhere where we have a web page, we'll have collateral, we'll have a lot of discussions, and how we are helping you, you know, enable that whole top-to-bottom picture. So please come and visit us at the Comtrade booth or the Veeam booth. Please stop in at mpxalliance.com, and let's get those stories started.
You know, there's a set of key kind of IT challenges, and we should probably begin here. When we start talking about issues that businesses are faced with, they oftentimes will implement solutions because they recognize they have specific needs. And when it comes to key IT challenges, I've put a few on the screen here that Veeam Management Pack and System Center will address directly. And they kind of break down into three core areas. We always get the operations team who's looking for this app to metal visibility. They need to see what's going on at the application level, what's going on at the operating system level, what's going on beneath that at the hardware level. virtualization professionals are obviously interested specifically in the hypervisor layer, what's going on in VMware Hyper-V. They also have some interesting challenges with analytics. How do I allocate the right amount of resources to the virtual machines in my environment? And then, of course, the IT management staff also looks at a series of key challenges, only theirs are focused more around things like, am I getting a return on my investment? What am I actually getting for the time and expenditures and costs that I'm putting out, as well as if I'm looking to the future of my organization, how will I forecast and how will I budget? How will I allocate my resources so that I make sure that I'm getting, you know, I'm taking care of today, but I'm also taking care of tomorrow too. We'll try and address a whole bunch of those, and we'll address them specifically around how Veeam Management Pack and Microsoft System Center work together to make those challenges easy to overcome. Now, before we go anywhere, I think it's probably appropriate. People will say, hey, Veeam Management Pack. We say it's the most comprehensive, intuitive, and intelligent strategy for System Center that's out there today, and it is. It works with VMware. It works with Hyper-V. You get true app-to-metal visibility, and we'll talk about the visibility concepts here in just a second, certified on Windows Server platform, and the up-to-date platforms. Alec and I were talking about this earlier when we were prepping the session. He said, I don't know if we need to put that slide in there that says support for Windows Server 2012 R2. And I said, if only everybody did that, it would be awesome. But everybody doesn't do that. Alec, let's talk about critical visibility and protection. I introduced visibility. Tell us more.
Sure. So, okay. Technical challenges.
Yeah.
What's important to our customers? What do they care about? Why do they buy a management tool like System Center? Why do they virtualize? It's all about the applications. It's about the apps that run the business. And this is a real simple slide that illustrates where Veeam fits in this picture. But what's core, I think, to the Veeam Management Pack, we will show you some of the really advanced features for hypervisor, compute storage network, monitoring, and management. I'll stand up against any of the other point solutions, and let's be honest, you kick any rock, there will be some kind of cloud reporting management startup under there. But what's important, I think, about what the Veeam Management Pack does, and everybody in this room probably agrees, is it brings it to System Center, where the critical applications and services that run the business already live. So you're talking about applications running on an operating system like Microsoft Exchange, running on Windows Server, SQL, IIS, whatever your payroll app is. That's pretty important. That's the core of the business. That's what has to be managed, updated, patched, monitored, and kept running, kept available, kept always on. So System Center is a great tool for that environment. So much value built in for your Microsoft stack, with all those built-in Microsoft MPs. And in the days of, as you say, like a physical server running those apps and OSs, you push a SCOM agent on there, it can see the hardware, it can see the application and the OS, it can pretty much see everything you need, feed it to System Center, and you have a picture there. But what happens when you modernize, when you virtualize? Now you're trying to run that more modern, agile data center. You want better uptime for those applications. You want to deploy them better. You want to improve availability. But you can leave yourself with a monitoring gap. You can leave yourself with a blind spot. This critical application infrastructure is now running on a virtual layer where you don't have the visibility that you need. Now, of course, the awesome Veeam backup and replication. And drop by the booth. We'll be happy to talk to you all day about that tool. That protects the application, the OS, and the virtual machine layer. And the Veeam Management Pack integrates that virtual layer all the way down to the bare metal, the hardware, where the hypervisor is running. And the key point has always been to me, it brings it into System Center, where those applications already live. You've got to get that top-to-bottom picture. You've got to integrate the monitoring. That's why you don't really want another point solution for the virtualization stack. Then you're trying to manually correlate. Then you're getting these calls, all hands-on. Where is the problem? Is it in the storage layer? Is it in the virtualization layer? Is it in the app itself? Bring it all to System Center, integrate it properly, a true native integration like the VMMP, and that's when you've got the picture you need to find the bottleneck, find the problem, and close it faster.
So, Alec, you introduced this concept of a business having to monitor at multiple different levels of their organization. Mm-hmm. And today, I think our ideal would actually be to see fewer tools doing more than, you know, trying to find individual tools that will manage or monitor, say, a VM level versus a hardware level versus an app layer versus a, and System Center does that really well. Mm-hmm. I would like a little bit of detail around this app to metal visibility stuff. We've talked about over and over, I've heard you say it and I've mentioned it, that a administrator, a decision maker could actually see everything from the application layer all the way down to the hardware. I can see how they could see applications well with System Center. And I can kind of see how they could see what's going on with the virtual machine layer using Veeam. What about the hardware layer? How does a business get access to the data about underlying hardware resources in, say, a resource pool? I mean, those seem like big challenges. You're telling me MP can do that?
Well, yes, Chris, it can.
I think and there's more.
Set me up for that. But yeah, it's critical because your end user, and unfortunately a lot of organizations are still driven by the end user calling the help desk, right? They're reactive instead of being proactive. That's another area. But the end user sitting at their desk doesn't call you up and say, you know, you have got a bottleneck on HBA3 on your Hyper-V host 2 that's causing a lot of latency with the Exchange database, and that's why my email is slow. No. The end user doesn't do that. They just call up and say, my email is slow. You're killing me. Fix it. Outlook won't launch. And what IT has to do then is find that problem. And if you don't have the whole stack joined top to bottom, then you start searching. Then you start running around looking for where the problem might be. And looking in one place, one interconnected topology, all the way from the metal to the user, that's what you need. And that's what System Center is for. And that's why I keep stressing that of all the hypervisor monitoring features we have, the most important single one is bringing it to System Center, yep, where the apps already live.
So when an individual administrator, an IT guy, is looking at System Center and they've got the VMMP added to it, they actually get this topology view capability built into System Center. They're not opening some other tool set. It's actually integrated directly in. And you can see on the screen exactly what that view would look like. This happens to be one of the new Hyper-V topology views, which is some of the cool things that Veeam has added to our current version of the Veeam management pack. Hyper-V topology view lets me literally see from the top of the Hyper-V stack all the way down to the bottom. It's without question the best tool out there for monitoring what's going on in Hyper-V. We also have compute topology, and I'll do a little bit of drill down. Here's exactly what the interface looks like. If you were to add Veeam Management Pack, you'll notice that you can literally see everything in the stack. We can actually drill down, and you can actually start to pick individual components and pieces. Now notice, because we're integrated with System Center, it's more than just an image of what's there. You get a nice graphical representation, but everything in the graphics are actionable. So you can actually select any of the individual items. You can see I might have a server, for example, that has a little warning message on it or error message. I can select that item, dig down into the individual item, and then execute some kind of either item level discovery where we pull out knowledge base information about the item. I can go and actually execute some kind of a fix if I need a specific tool, can go in and actually make the changes necessary to do that. It's nice that we've taken all of the tools necessary to do the actions so that you're not just seeing a problem, but you're actually fixing problems or preventing them before they occur. And you can see, we simply drill and drill and drill all the way down to individual items. We do the same in the storage world. So storage is becoming more and more important as our data continues to grow. Storage topology gives me the ability to see everything in my storage environment. So we can start at the top level data center database view, then drill our way down to individual storage components, monitoring everything that's supporting our virtual infrastructure, our operating systems, and then our applications. So, Alec, help me understand this. All of these different topology views, if I'm the administrator and I'm working with these topology views, is there anything that I am looking for on topology? Why put it there, and why is it useful? Wouldn't it be better to just give me a nice traditional log format, drop error messages into the log, and then expect me to go and fix them that way?
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah.
That doesn't sound very fun to me either.
But actually, what's important about these views, and I'll step into the network
go
as
for
well.
It.
It's understanding in a virtual environment that there's so much sharing of resources going on. And in that first animation I showed, you had applications in the old days running on a single server, a physical box. And you could look in there and pretty much see everything that was going on. If there's a lot of disk I/O or whatever, it's confined to that one box, probably. When you look at shared software-defined networking and shared storage on the back end, and you get that user calling saying, hey, my email's slow, well, the Exchange server's virtualized, so what else is on the same host as that Exchange server? What are those other VMs doing, sucking up all the resources? What about the shared storage on the back end? It might not be Exchange. It could be some other process that's sucking up all the storage, causing latency, causing other VMs to slow down. And if you don't have the complete picture of what's sharing what and what's impacted by what, then it's really hard to troubleshoot those problems. You could spend all day inside Exchange, inside that VM, trying to figure out what's going on. But no, it's this database server over here that's running hot and consuming all the resources of compute or storage or network or whatever it might be. And these topology views, we build these, they're dynamic. And in our most recent version, our R2 update, you can drill up as well as drill down. So you're seeing here us drill down all the way from the data center to the clusters, to the hosts, to the VMs, to the apps. You can drill up as well from any of those alerts that you get. And a lot of the stuff in SCOM is alert driven. That's what the operators have to see and respond to. That raises tickets. But from those alerts, as Chris said, all of these are live. It's not just a picture. These are live, dynamic objects, fully integrated into SCOM. We have a whole class hierarchy. These are fully managed objects. And all the in-context dashboards, and you can jump from an alert straight to a dashboard, straight to a diagram, drill down, drill up. It's all live, and it's all dynamic, and it's absolutely what IT operations needs to understand the whole picture.
So if you can do that, if you get everything, I imagine you could generate some pretty cool functionality using that information. And I know there's some new stuff in MP7R2. You want to talk about some?
I'm always doing new stuff.
Let's talk about the heat map widget. I think this is one of the coolest things since sliced bread.
So how many guys in the room actually are like hands-on the SCOM console in their job every day? You're my people. So you might not have seen this because SCOM is so extensible. Since 2012 onwards, we can actually, as a vendor, build our own widgets. And this is two examples you see right here. So you might not have seen this in SCOM before, but if you try out the Veeam Management Pack, you will. And one point I want to make is that we've built a bunch of this stuff out of box in RMP to show you the virtualization layer. But these widgets are exposed. They're in the wizard. Build your own dashboards. You can use these heat maps for anything you want, anything you're monitoring in SCOM. SQL databases, Exchange servers, your websites, local storage on your physical boxes. You can use these heat maps for that. It's my gift to you, all right? But what this shows, and a heat map is just a great way to visualize, especially a complex shared environment. We build a bunch of tiles In this case, the tiles are virtual machines. Each tile is a VM, grouped by host. The top row is CPU. So you can see there's two hosts, and you can immediately see which is the big, fat tile there using most of the CPU. The bottom row is memory. And you can also, at a glance, see proportionally how much memory each VM is using. That's the size of the tile. Another dimension is the color. So if a VM is reaching its allocation, okay, it might be using a lot of CPU, but you gave it 8 cores, so it's fine. Or it might be using 16 gig of memory, but you allowed that. You planned for that, and it's within its resources, but the red one right there is reaching the limit of its allocation. It needs more memory. And this view scales very well. It doesn't really matter how many tiles you got. You could have 100, 1,000 tiles, but the human eye can really easily go straight to the red dot. That's why it's a heat map. You can see the hot spots in the environment. You can see what's running hot. And these tiles as well, these are live, dynamic objects. You can hover over them, get some metrics. You can click them, open another in-context dashboard, another diagram, drill down, drill up. Again, it's giving operations the tools they need to quickly understand where's the bottleneck, where's the real problem. Where's the real problem VM? Drill into that and find out what's going on.
So one of the other things that I love about Veeam Management Pack is it integrates directly to support Veeam Backup. A lot of our customers will actually run both from a Veeam perspective. If you're running Veeam Backup and Replication, ideally you'd like to know what's going on the backup side of your business. And so Veeam Management Pack integrates directly with Veeam Backup to provide us backup monitoring insights. And instead of just looking at what the underlying hardware, operating system, virtual machine application are doing, we can also look at how we're protecting the data associated with those underlying virtual objects. Really kind of cool. In fact, I think it's probably worthwhile, whether you're running Veeam Management Pack or Veeam Backup and Replication, to make sure that you always have the other one. Both are required pieces, and it seems logical to me to run them together. And we also monitor all of the pieces of Veeam Backup and Replication. So whether you're working with WAN accelerators and looking for how those are performing, whether you're looking into the underlying disk I/O for doing something as simple as a backup to a local physical disk, all that information is available to you looking at the Management Pack. So integration on day-to-day activities is also incredibly good. I'm assuming many of you are familiar with the idea of SLAs, and we really don't want to miss them. One of the big reasons that we see businesses run our Management Pack in conjunction with System Center is to use real-time analytics and real-time monitoring. When we talk real-time analytics and monitoring, Alex already alluded to this. The objects that you see in the System Center views are not images of what happened yesterday or images of an hour ago. We keep them as close as possible to real time. We make sure that the data is constantly being updated and then revealed in a way that you can easily take action against it. Real-time analytic monitoring is incredibly important to you as an individual and to your network environment. Have to be able to see it. When we do real-time analytics monitoring, we do the monitoring, but we also give you insights as to what is actually a potential solution when a problem occurs. And we see this over and over again in a circumstance where we see an error message pop up. Oftentimes, we'll read the error and then turn to a resource to go and find a solution, whether that resource is knowledge base, whether it's Google, whether it's Bing, whatever it is. Why do we do that? We could stay right here inside System Center if only the Management Pack, and in our case it does, have those analytics tied directly to resources that help solve the problems.
Yeah, and I have to call on that because that's one of my pet hates, actually, is a Management Pack that monitors metric X, and then it pops up a big old red alert for you, and it says metric X is 275.
And
what am I as an operator supposed to do about that? What does it mean? What are the troubleshooting steps? And you know, the frontline operators in SCOM cannot possibly be an expert in every single system they monitor. They're there to do triage and keep the lights on and maybe escalate and call the guy they're supposed to call. And if you just tell me metric X is 275, it's like, so what? Yeah. And this particular monitor here is a great example. I don't know if you can read it, but it's monitoring memory pressure on a virtual machine in Hyper-V. It's a pretty specific low-level hypervisor metric in Hyper-V. And there could be two reasons for high memory pressure. For sure, the VM wants more memory. But it might want more memory because you didn't give it enough memory. You put the lid on it, and it can't get any more. Or the host might be exhausted for memory. So two very different troubleshooting regimes you want to work at that point. Either you've got to reconfigure this VM, or you've got to start unloading this host, move VMs somewhere else, maybe other VMs. So it's two very different strands that you want to take in your IT process workflow. But if I just tell you, hey, memory pressure is 120%, well, then it's your job to go and find out why. And what our analytic monitors do is they pull in related information. This one looks at the system memory balancer on the Hyper-V host. It tells us how much memory the host has left to actually allocate to VMs that are demanding it. And if that is low, then it's the host that's stressed. If that is not low, then it's the VM that's configured wrong. And we tell you that right in the alert, right on the front page. And that saves you time. It means you go in the right direction. When you get that email of this alert pop up in the inbox of the 24/7 server guy, he knows what he should be doing, whether it's a host problem or a VM configuration problem. And that's what we mean by smart analytics, is shortening the time to resolution for you guys to close down these problems. Very important to meet the SLAs.
I love this.
I love Hyper-V, so I love this too.
Yeah. This is actually one of my personal favorites. This came out of a conversation I had with Ben Armstrong, actually, in Seattle one of those days. And Task Manager, Windows Task Manager, has been the kind of go-to right-click Task Manager troubleshooting tool of administrators and IT pros since NT4. This server's got a problem, Task Manager. Okay, what's running hot? What's gobbling up all the memory? What are the processes eating all the CPU? On a Hyper-V host, it doesn't work. Right, because your Hyper-V host is itself a virtualized layer. If you look at Task Manager inside a Hyper-V host, you won't see anything about VMs there. It won't even show you the CPU that VMs are using. There's not a process in Task Manager that you can relate to a VM. CPU in Task Manager might be 2%. In reality, it's 92%. You just won't see that at all. For memory, it's a slightly different problem. You will see that memory is 92%, but it won't show you anything about VMs that are using that. Add up all the processes, it won't add up to 92% memory. So Task Manager, Windows Task Manager on a Hyper-V host is just broken. This doesn't work, okay? And that's why we built Veeam Task Manager. And you guys can download this for free. It's a pop-out dashboard in our management pack, which is also cool. But you can download it as a standalone tool for free, put it on your workstation, put it on the host, put it on a USB stick. It's completely portable. And you can pop up this view, and as you can see, it's very simple, clean Task Manager view. But this one shows you the VMs. So it shows you how much CPU, how much memory each VM is using, and the host itself. And it's real-time, updates every few seconds, just like Task Manager. And it's just a real simple tool solving a really simple problem and just letting you see what's going on right now with CPU and memory on this host. There's no other way to do that. So please go on to Veeam.com and download your free copy today.
Alec, you're not going to believe this, and they won't believe it either. We're out of time, but I can't leave the traffic light widget out. Before we talk about our last topic, and I'll let Alec finish this up, please be aware, we knew the number and amount of features that are new and interesting in Veeam Management Pack version 7 in its R2 release are more than we can talk about in 30 minutes. In fact, to do justice to the Veeam Management Pack into System Center Operations Manager and their integration, we know that you're going to need to spend a fair amount of time reviewing and evaluating those. Please come and see us. We're outside at the table. Alex there, he's more than happy to tell you some detailed information about the how things work. We also have the slides, and there are several more component pieces that we've included in the slides. Please use them, review them. Feel free, shoot me emails or Alec as well. We're more than happy to help and support you. With that said, last feature, traffic light widgets.
Yes, very last one. And this, again, actually, is something we built. We leverage in our management pack. But it's something you guys can have for free as well. And if you want to take away one word from today, it's free. Because I know you get vendor presentations where all they want is your money. But I like to build stuff, give stuff away. And of course, it drives business for us. But the Hyper-V Task Manager, come to Veeam.com, that's free. The backup monitoring of our own backup and replication, that's a free MP, real-time alerting and integration and SCOM for that. The heat map widget I showed you, that's free. We have a reporting pack, kind of extends the Microsoft generic reporting library in SCOM. We have a whole bunch of very cool report templates that you can use to build your own linked reports, and that is a free download as well. And this is one widget where we extended the out-of-box Microsoft top 10 widget. You might have seen that. You might have used that yourself. It shows you the top whatever of any class you target. We took that and extended it and just added a threshold. So we called it traffic lights. So you can see the top 10 or bottom 50 or whatever you want. But you can also add a threshold. So again, give you that extra information. The top VM for memory pressure is 122. Is that good or bad? Well, okay, it's red, so it's probably bad. And you guys can build those dashboards using these widgets yourself. You can put your own thresholds. You can tweak our out-of-box thresholds. So there's a lot of stuff for you at Veeam.com. There's a fantastic management pack. But there's also a whole bunch of free tools and stuff that I hope will make your guys' life easier. So come and see us.
Thanks for your time, your attention. Alec, thank you so much for being here.
Anytime, Chris.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.